Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, it's 2411-0401-0015-2117.
Okay, let me pull up your information real fast. Okay, and who am I speaking with?
John, J-O-N, Rigney, R-I-G-N-E-Y.
Okay. And what's the company's name?
Law Offices of John D. Rigney, a professional corporation.
Okay. And what's a good phone number here, just in case we get disconnected?
You can reach me at 619... I'm going to give you my cell phone, 203-4110.
4110?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me just go ahead and verify some information I have here on file, and I can answer some questions. It's billing address is still 11056 Corte de Playa, San Diego, California?
It is, yeah.
Okay, 92124?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you structure your company? Is it a S-Corp?
It's an S-Corp.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
22 years.
Oh, wow. So just a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Right on. Cool. Yeah, so well, we have many programs available. So depending on your specific needs, just let me know what you're looking to do here so I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm actually looking to pay off a bunch of unsecured debt that I have and consolidate.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
Well, you guys said that you give up to $250,000. I assume
mm-hmm.
it's based on my receipts for merchant services. Let me ask you a question. Do you guys mm-hmm. require that I use particular merchant services that you control?
No. Nope, not at all.
So I'm assuming it's based on that. I've already filled out your application, so maybe I can give you the last 4 months' income information and the tickets. And maybe, because that appears to be what you base the qualification.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so the 250, the thing that you're holding in your hand, that's our initial look into the business. You know, we still have to take like a real-time look at the history or the health of the business. So we can get all into that. So is the 250, like, is that what you're wanting?
Well, the reason, you know, I've gotten these type of loans before. And I
sure.
At the moment, the reason I was attracted to yours is because it seems to be for a longer term than most of these. And so I am finding that I qualify, you know, in the neighborhood of 70 to 80,000 for a one-year term. So I'm assuming that if I were to get like a 3 or 4 year term that I would qualify for considerably more.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It does make sense. Sure. Okay. Those current loans that you have worked before, do you have balances right now? Or I know you have a balance. Do you know what the total balance is and who they are with?
I only have one right
okay.
now. And it's with Cabbage, and it's, right now I think it's, 46,000, but it's about to, in a couple of days, it'll go down to probably 41.
Okay. And is that set up on weekly payments or monthly payments?
Monthly.
Monthly? Okay. Do you know what the monthly payment is?
Yeah, it goes down because I have a couple of loans. That total that I gave you is a couple of short-term loans with them, so... For the next couple of months, it's $7,000 a month.
Okay.
$68.99 or something like that. But it's,
okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know we do. I deal with this all the time. You know, we always we have reconsolidation of loans and things like that. And I know exactly who Cabbage is. So, yeah, absolutely, we can do something for you. Now, because you are familiar with the capital loans, it sounds like you know it is unsecured, and you know we can do it like the merchants and all that stuff, which is great. Just curious because the it's mostly based off of your sales. So, what were your sales like last year, gross?
$780
Yeah, roughly. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, rough estimate's fine. Do you are you guys on track to beat that this year, or are you guys about the same?
Do about the same.
Okay.
But only a, you know only a portion of that is merchant services sales.
Sure. Okay.
I'm assuming you're really basing it on the merchant services number.
Yeah, I mean, well, what do you guys do in merchants per month?
Well, let me give you the last 4 months, because that's what you asked for.
Yeah, okay.
Last month was 42.8. The previous month was 33.7. The month prior to that was 40,350. And the month before that was 36,460.
Okay, so you're averaging about 35-ish?
I think I ran those numbers and it was a little higher than that. I think
yeah.
More like 39 or something.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so you're doing about almost about a half a million in merchant statements per year.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about your receivables? Is that going to be the other half, or the other?
No, we the gross receipts were 77, I think 778. But I'm
okay, sure. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, the nice thing with the merchant statements is that we can get you into better qualified programs, which other businesses don't get because they don't have merchant statements. So that's a really nice thing that we can do for you. Do you have a timeline? Like, do you need it like as soon as possible, or do you have a deadline or anything?
Well, I would like it, within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I guess what I'm really looking for is a rough, what kind of a time frame the loan would be for, and roughly what kind of numbers we're talking about in terms of a loan, and then most importantly, probably what your payback arrangements are.
Sure, of course, absolutely. Now, because you had worked with Cabbage, how long have you been working with them, with Cabbage?
I think about a year.
A year? Okay. So, when it comes to these unsecured loans, you have to understand that it's the relationship that is the most important. Now, on ours, it's, the longest we can go is about, 36 months. But for first-time customers, it's going to be normally in the 3 month to about 24 months, somewhere around there. But what I always try to do is get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term possible. And then we work back from there. Now, that doesn't mean if you stay with us, because we're a relationship-based bank. So if you stay with us and midway through that term, it opens up refinance options for you with additional funding, and you can actually get a longer term on that. It's just you have to set up the relationship first, and then once we see that you're making payments on time and things like that, then you're eligible. It opens up doors for you, pretty much. That's just the most crucial part. And anywhere you go, that's what's the deal with it at all is. Now, on the payback, that's all dependent on really on what the health of the business is. For instance, you guys have been in business for quite a while, so that's great. Do you know what your credit's at? Okay, well, that's fantastic. Okay. Sorry, I'm just doing hand notes here. That's why I'm taking a little pause every now and then. But, if your credit's at 750, you guys have a good time in business, and your sales are good, and your merchants are amazing, too. That's really good because we can get you qualified for the best programs. now, like I said, with that relationship, it's just all set up on staying with one person. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah. What attracted me, now, let me ask you one thing. Is this,
sure.
Because I have a relationship also with Forward Line.
Okay.
I don't currently have a loan with them.
Okay.
They actually are my merchant services processor, because they require that when you go with them for a loan that you use their merchant services. So
okay.
I happen to be Forward Line for my merchant services. I have a standing offer, for example, right now with Forward Line. And it's a pretty good deal. They take a percentage of each ticket. So how do you guys work? Do you take a percentage of a ticket, or do you work with a monthly payment, or?
Yeah, so it's exactly how you just explained it with Forward Line, if we give you a MCA loan. Just like you said, so we take a percentage of your daily sales.
Okay.
So if you have a really good day, you know, that's great. If you have a really bad day, it's also great. So just like how they're doing it, I don't know, what's the standing offer that they gave you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's in the range I told you already, but here's what I'm hearing from you, that with your first-time customers, you're only going to go 3 to 24 months. That's sort of it sounds so similar to what I have with Forward Line, and I already have an existing relationship with them. The thing that attracted me to this offer was that you guys represented that you had, you know, up to 5 years. And I understand that what you're saying is, what you meant by that was that you can refinance. But I was really looking for something that was, you know, from the get-go was a 3 to 5 year program. And I was hoping that might yield more money. But
sure,
and that's the offer going to be very close to what Forward Line is offering me. And so it kind of doesn't make sense for me to look at this any further.
Well, I will tell you this. You know, I've been doing this kind of business for quite a while. I'm one of the senior reps over here. And when you start talking about 5 years, that's going to be a secured loan. Even some of these companies, if you call them up and they give you, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you 5 years unsecured cash. That's, for one, I know those don't exist. If they do, take it. I would tell you to take that. Now,
I agree with you that I thought this was a little bit unusual, which has attracted me to it. So now I see that what you meant was you can refinance
right
during the term.
And
that's fine. That's how this industry works. I understand that. What I'm saying is, now that I understand clearly how your program works, it doesn't really make sense for me to pursue it any further, because I have similar options already available to me that I'm already qualified for. So, you've been very helpful.
Sure.
Time.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say, well, you know, it never hurts to look at both sides of the table either. You know, we do have a meet or beat policy too. So, I mean, if Forward Line is offering you something, you know, we can always, you know, counter that offer. And another thing is that you don't have to get rid of Forward Line, you know, if that's your merchant services, and that's totally fine, because we do this all the time. So, I mean, I start up to you. I mean, I know you have a relationship set up with Forward Line. But if you have a standing offer with them, what, I know you were attracted to mine because it said 5 years, but is there any other reason really that you gave us a call? I mean, are they not providing something, or?
No, I actually am very pleased.
Okay.
With the service. The downside right now is they're offering me a 15-month loan. The only negative, it's a little less than I'd like. That's one downside. But the holdback that they want for this loan is a little higher than I'm comfortable with. So
the payback, you mean?
Of course. Well, they call it the holdback because that's what they hold back from.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It's a percentage of each ticket. So that's where I'm at with them right now. I probably would have taken the loan if they had given me the holdback that I wanted. But I understand that if I take, if they give me less of a percentage holdback, then it's going to extend the life of the loan. So I get where they're coming from. So,
well, if you don't mind me asking, how much did they offer you?
76, and but they want a 19% holdback.
Wow.
And so that's more than I'm ready to take. I had been working with them with a 15%. I'm totally comfortable with 15. And so I would go up to 15 because that's, you know, I just paid off a loan with them at 15.
Well, let me tell you this, John. You just told me it was 19%. That's pretty high. If it's 15 months, like, what would happen if I said, sure, and you get, and we were able to get you 18 months? You know, I mean, that's still beating the 15 month. And what if we were able to get you, you know, let me see here. Like 85,000, you know, a little bit more money, a little longer term, and a little bit better rate on that. I mean, what, I mean, you know, if it makes sense for you, I mean, is, you know.
Well, let's, I'd also want to know what the, you know, interest was on it. Meaning.
Oh, sure. Well, the thing is, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that it's really hard to give a, you know, a rate like that when I don't have, you know, I don't know the health of the business. You know, we had to take a look at some things.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And I can give you harder numbers, too, if you want. You know, just because we give you hard numbers doesn't mean you have to take that the offer. But, you know, that way at least you have it and you actually have it in your hands and you can weigh the options. You know, give me a chance. Give me a chance to beat them.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What are you going to, so a big consideration for me is my time.
Sure.
So what are you going to need to see from me? I've got this, there's this application that's called Fast to Fund. It's already completed. So number one, I assume you're going to run my credit report, right?
Gonna have to, yes. Now, it is only pulled from Experian, so we don't pull it from all three. So it's what they consider a soft pull, I guess.
Okay, and then what else are you going to need from me? I guess you're going to need the last 3 months of statements.
It's actually, it would be, for merchant statements, it would be 4 months of merchants. Yeah. And then 6 months of your bank statements, most recent.
Okay.
And a tax return, and that's it.
And a tax return?
Yeah, and that's it. Just, we need the tax return just to make sure that there's no, like, liens on there or anything like that. If you have the 20, if you, do you have the 2015?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah.
Just write this down.
Well, I can send you an email. It'll have a list of all the stuff on there if you want.
Okay, so 6 months bank statements. Now, do you need... Are you okay with, because I have multiple business accounts. Do you need every account or do you just need?
Well, I, to be honest with you, I would say do the one that has the highest cash flow.
Okay, that'll be the merchant services account.
Okay.
And then, so 6 months bank statements. 2015 tax return. Let's see.
And that fax to and that fax to fund one will work. But if you let me send you an email, I'll summarize, you know, like the little list, and it'll have all my contact information and like my fax number and all that stuff. And it also have like another, a different application on there that will, might, is considered to work better. If you want to fill that one out instead, I mean, the fax to fund will work sometimes.
Okay.
So, yeah. So do you have a good email, John?
Yeah. You can, send it to me at JDR. Those are my initials.
Okay.
At RigneyLaw, RigneyLaw. .com.
Can you spell Rigney one more time? Sorry.
RIGNEY.
Okay.
One word.
Perfect.
Com.
Okay.
J John D David Rigney, JDR, at rigneylaw.com.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'll send. My name is Steve. And let me give you my phone number. I mean, it's going to be on the email anyway, but just let me give it to you, just in case.
Okay.
It's 858. 758? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
779-0932. Yeah, we're actually down in San Diego as well.
San Diego?
Yeah. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah, we're actually in San Diego. We're actually over by La Jolla.
Okay. So if I were to get all this stuff to you, say, over the weekend, how long would this process take?
If you were to give it to me to right now, I'd have an answer for you on Monday.
Okay.
No later than Tuesday, yeah.
I'm assuming that you're going to want a cabbage loan page.
It does help. It really does. But I know you told me that you have a 46,000 balance on it. But if you have that, yeah, send that over.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, that would be part of my... That's what I'd want to do. I don't want to keep it open. So.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, then, yeah, send that over, and then we can take a look at that. And then, yeah, we can go from there, John. And like I said, give me a chance to beat that forward line and... Let me start building a business relationship with you and see what we can do for you.
All right. Well, you only need 1 year of tax returns, right?
I'm sorry, one more time? I can't hear you.
You only need 1 year of tax returns?
Yeah, that's it, yep.
2015?
Okay. Yep, that's correct.
All right. So you're saying you could have an answer and you could fund next week if I were to get you this stuff, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. All right. I'll wait for your email.
Okay. Sounds good, John. Appreciate it a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.